Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
22844.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
I just want to, where's this number? Where is this to? I had this a charge on my credit card for this number that I have no clue what it is.
So we are a third-party call center, and we manage many products and many companies. And when clients call in or customers, then we respond to the needs of those customers. So right now I take your zip, and then I verify your shipping address, and I let you know what's going on if there was a charge.
Okay. I know there was a charge. I just got my bill. But my zip code was 22844. My name was William Knupp.
Okay, 1 minute, please. Okay, would you let me know how to spell that last name, please?
K-N-U-P-P.
Did you say T like Tom, or P like pumpkin, no. P like pumpkin?
P like pumpkin.
Thank you. And your shipping address, please?
I have two addresses. I have a P.O.
95.
9595 John Seaver Road, Newmarket, Virginia.
Thank you. And I'm confirming now the account, sir. Thank you. I do see, Mr. Knupp, that you have a contest entry that enrolled you in the meal planner, where one gets an app and gets information to curb appetite, carbs, sugar.
I don't know. That's not me. That's why I reported it as fraud on my credit card. It's the only charge that's on this card, and all of a sudden, I don't even know what that is. I'm by no means overweight. I'm skinny as a rail as it is.
Okay, sir. Do you have a dispute with the with your bank?
Yes, I just opened it today, but I was wondering to call and see what it was, because it comes through as Trendy Super Tech Guides. I have no clue what that is, so I just filed a dispute. I didn't know if it was – I wanted to try to maybe find out what it was.
Yes.
And since you told me it's that stuff, I said, well, I know that's not me for sure.
Yes. Well, sir, let me say this to you. Because you filed a dispute, first, it's our pleasure at large to – tend to each client, but if you filed a dispute, what we would ask is for the bank to call back on your behalf, even if you're on the phone, but then we will give full refund to that bank, okay, when they show that they have dropped their dispute.
Well, I think that it's Credit One. It's not my own personal bank. It's a credit card that I carry when I travel, and it's the only charge on it. And when I disputed it, they already canceled my card and got another one on the way to me.
Sure.
Because they said they just reported as, I don't know how someone got the number, but it's this day and age, it's hard to tell, but okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm done then. I just know it'll be taken care of. I just wondered, I thought maybe it was something accidental done, but it's this trendy thing about, like you saying, eating or eating guides or whatever. Yeah, that's definitely not me.
Oh boy, I do understand, sir. Okay, so
yeah.
you will deal with your credit card on that, huh?
Yeah, they're gonna do something with fraud thing, and they've done closed my card out, and they've got another one on the way to me. Is what they told me. I just wanted to see if I could possibly figure out what it was when it showed up on the card. But
okay, sir.
Okay.
Well,
yep. All right. Well, thank you so much. And
you're so welcome.
I'm sorry to bug you. And it's
no,
right.
No,
you ever...
not at all. Thank you for calling customer support. We hope it all works out for you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.